Today, we'd like to see the book of Psalm, chapter 27, verses 1 to 14, under the title of Wait. To align words and multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. What do the house of the Lord and His temple mean? What do the house of the Lord and His temple mean? Question 2. In verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. What does it mean? What does it mean? Last question in verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What does wait on the Lord mean? What does wait on the Lord mean? Today's psalm is the psalm of David. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10 to 13, we'd like to see, you know, David's king's autography. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all the young men here?" Then he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Basically, Saul the king was the first king of Israel. Saul disobeyed God's commandment to destroy enemy Amalek entirely. But Saul saved a certain beautiful sheep, fat goats. That's why God told Samuel the high priest to dethrone King Saul, then you should anoint the next king, the son of Jesse. So here, Jesse, David's father. Jesse brought seven sons only, excluding the last, the eighth son, David. But the Holy Spirit told Samuel, "The Lord has not chosen these seven sons." So last son, eighth son, David, came from his feeding sheep. Then God told Samuel, "Anoint him." So Samuel anointed David as the king to be. That time his age was about 18 or 19 years old. But David was isolated even by Jesse here, because only seven brothers showed up before Samuel. So David was isolated even by his father Jesse. Also, jealous King Saul began to try to kill David over 10 years. So then, the 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 to 5, David was 30 years old So that is 10 years later, 30 years old, when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years of all Israel and Judah. So David was able to reign at 30 years old, 10 or 11 or 12 years later, become an actual king. But his was able to reign entire Israel, including Judah, 8 years later, 7 years and 6 months later, so which meaning 38 years old, he was able to reign entire Israel. Then David also, Absalom was a rebellious son against David. So Absalom was the third son of David. First time, the first son name is Ammon. Ammon raped Absalom's sister. Then Absalom was rebellious against Ammon. So he killed Ammon. So at that time, David was mad. So Absalom was isolated by David, his father, for a long time. So Absalom grew his bitterness against the father David. So then he tried to steal the people's heart toward David to Absalom. So somebody came into Jerusalem for judgment from David. So the Absalom just said, "My father, you know, is busy, so I will handle, you know, like that." So he gave, you know, judgment. Then he stole, you know, people's mind from David. That, you know, indicates the 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 6. In this manner, Absalom acted toward all Israel who came to the king David for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. So here, so we can see David's autobiography. So is was not really easy, but suffered a lot of trials. So here, the Psalm chapter 27 is relevant to jealous king to try King Saul to try kill David. Also, the Absalom rebellious son tried to kill, you know, David, you know, as well. That's in a brief background. Then in chapter 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" So nevertheless, David said, "I am not fear, you know, over death, over, you know, terror and trouble, because the Lord is my light and my salvation." So John chapter 8 verse 12 said, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." Darkness is such as a fear or afraid of illness or insecurity or debt. Or death, you know, but have the light of life. So the light term is the first time described in the Bible from Genesis. So here, the Lord is my light. So therefore, David said, I shall not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. So over whom shall I be afraid? David said, I shall not be afraid, because the Lord is the strength of my life. Therefore, the Lord is my salvation from whatever circumstance, whatever terror. Verse 2, "When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. The wicked, my enemies, foes, such as jealous Saul follows, or rebellious son Absalom follows, they stumbled and fell. Not David stumbled and fell. Verse 2, though an army may encamp against me, against David, my heart shall not fear, because the Lord is my light and salvation. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's why David said, my heart shall not fear, because the Lord is my light and salvation. Though war may rise against me, such as a jealous king Saul follows, or a rebellious Absalom follows, may rise against me, in this I will be confident of God. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Here, question one, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So as you know, David was the king. So David was not priest, was not Levite. So David, practically, he did not dwell in the house of the Lord, or in the temple, or in the tabernacle all the days of his life. So here's the how can I understand. At David's time, the tabernacle was existent. Tabernacle, which meaning the movable, tent. That is the tabernacle. Probably in Gibeon, because the first king, chapter 3, verse 4 said, now the king, here Solomon king, went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. So tabernacle was in Gibeon, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. So Gibeon was their tabernacle. Tabernacle, right side is the holy place. Priest daily ministering in there. Turn on light, warm bread, something like that. But the behind the curtain, there was the most holy place. So high priest, once per year, entered into the most high place. The most high place there was the Ark of Covenant. The Ark of Covenant, inside the Ark of Covenant, there's 10 commandments in two stone. Also, manna was there. The third one is Aaron's rod, was there. So, the most place, there was no lamp, no light at all. There was God's glory light. That's called Hebrew word, Shekinah, glory. So God's presence light was there. So the house of the Lord, in fact, at David's time, actually tabernacle, but also his temple, same thing in the house of the Lord, his temple there. That is a symbol of the presence of God, because God was present in the most high place. So here, the meaning, David was always seeking the presence of God. So daily, present relationship with God. Also, book of Acts chapter 13, verse 22, God loves David. Why? A man after God's heart. David is seeking God's heart, is following after God's heart. That's why God loved David. God, David was not a sinner, because we know that David committed a lot of sin, adultery, also murder, Uriah's wife is Bathsheba, But David, you know, committed adultery with Bathsheba. Also, David murdered Uriah due to his soldier. So we saw that. But David repented his sin completely. Then David's life is a man after God's heart. So here, his temple, the house of the Lord, you know, what do they mean? So number one, in the tabernacle in Gibeon. Or number two, Solomon's temple to be in his preparation. David prepared for Solomon to build the permanent temple. So number three, presence of God. So we can see David said, I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So David is seeking the presence of God. David has a daily present relationship with God. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, in the New Testament time, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Which meaning all born-again Christians, the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God. So God's presence in each born-again Christian whom you have from God and you are not your own. So also we should seek the present relationship with God during our life. That kind of heart which we need. Then, first of five, for in the time of trouble, so David is in time of trouble, the chapter 27 Psalm does not indicate in detail, but we can assume, you know, probably, you know, jealous Saul, you know, follower or rebellious Absalom followers. So trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. So God shall hide David in his pavilion, in his tent, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Tabernacle is the presence of God. He shall hide me. God shall set me high upon a rock. Rock is always a symbol of strength, power, and a fortress. God set me high upon God's strength, not human strength. Verse 6, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Above meaning conquering my enemies all around me. So this is indicate David's victory over enemies. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. So David will offer thanksgiving, offering to the Lord joyfully, because God allowed David to get victory against above his enemies. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Mercy meaning, you know, to cleanse away, you know, my sin, you know, your sin. That is your mercy. So after cleansing my sin, your sin, God consider you innocent. So that is the particular meaning is mercy. When you said, seek my face. This is David really tuned in to hear God's voice. God said, seek my face. My heart said to you. So David said, you know, to you, your face, Lord, I will see. Your face. So response to God. Sometimes when we pray to the Lord, God gave a still voice in my heart. That time is we, you know, the naturally, the automatically responded to God. Whatever you want, you will do it. And like that, here, you know, that kind of suggestion. Seek my face. God asked David, but David's heart said to God, your face I will see. Amen. I will seek your face, your countenance, your will, your purpose. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. This is David ask God continually protect me, continually contact me. Also, David indicated by himself as God's servant. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. My salvation means deliverance from trouble, also salvation from eternal death as well. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, my parents forsake me. So in the Bible, didn't say that David's parent forsook David at all. But the verse 10, what does it mean? First, we can understand, number one, if my parents forsake me, but the Lord will take care of David. How long? Forever. That's why bottom line, I don't fear anything else. Number two, when my parents are dead on earth, then the Lord will take care of David. Continue. David's life, 70 years old. David's life, So he was dead, at 70 years old. So until, that time is, but the God, is taking care of David during David's life. Also, after David's physical life, forever. So the last one is when my parents isolated me from the other seven brothers, but the Lord, as a parent, will take care of David forever. That means so God's the caring is eternal. Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path. Smooth path means a path that is unobstructed. Because of my enemies, because I flee from my enemies, I don't worry about obstructed path, because God allowed me to run away, to flee, to a smooth path, smooth way. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me. So jealous souls ally, or rebellious Absalom ally, breathe out violence as such as breed up. Breed up is used of violence or used of harm or murder, as such as breed up. So basically, protect me, not allow to the adversary enemy wants, which means the God protect me. Verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed it, that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have been desperate or helpless unless I had believed the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living, which means in this life. Verse 12 shows his difficult, troubled time or even evil world. So basically, I would have lost heart. I would be desperate, helpless, unless, if I did not believe the goodness of the Lord in this life. Verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, which meaning, wait for the Lord to accomplish his will or his purpose in his time because of his goodness. So Lamentation chapter 3 verse 24 through 28, why we should wait on the Lord. here, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24, 28. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good. Because the Lord is good, so I wait for the Lord. You know, who said in Lamentations, this is Jeremiah, and said, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good. Because the Lord is good, so I wait on the Lord. I wait for the Lord to accomplish his will in his time through me. Verse 27, also, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. So because God is good, so we wait on the Lord. So let's see, you know, each question answered. In verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. What do the house of the Lord and his temple mean? Number one, the tabernacle in Gibeon, in fact. Number two, the Solomon's temple to be. Number three, that's the symbol of the presence of God, the showing David's seeking the presence relationship with God. Question two, in verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. What does it mean? First, if David's parents forsake David, but God will still take care of him. Number two, when David's parents dies on earth, but the Lord will still take care of him up to forever. The last question, when parents isolate David from the other seven elder brothers, but God will still take care of him. Last question, in verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What does wait on the Lord mean? Which means wait for the Lord to accomplish his will in his time through me, because God is good. So let's sing song all together, the last song, page 36, number 6.